Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
On today's Caped Wonder Superman podcast, we're back and ready for 2019. We look back at some of the scenes shot this month back in 1978, including a famous scene where Pinewood becomes Brooklyn.
Plus the passing of the torch. A classic Lois Lane meets an upcoming Lois Lane. Noelle Neal in her own words, courtesy of David Michael Petru.
And super fans, get ready. Dinner with a Kryptonian villain. And we want you to be our special guest.
Now, the Caped Wonder Superman podcast with Jay Towers and Jim Bowers on iHeartRadio.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the sixth Caped Wonder Superman podcast. In Detroit, I am Jay Towers, as always, my co-host and friend and curator of the Superman Christopher Reeve legacy. Just outside of Las Vegas, Jim Bowers. Jim, hello to you.
Hello, Jay. How are you? This is the first podcast of 2019. We've got a very exciting year ahead of us.
Looking forward to it. Lots to talk about. Always lots to talk about from the past and, of course, some upcoming things in the future. Anything exciting over the holidays, Jim? Well, we haven't talked in a couple. We talk all the time, but we haven't done this in a couple weeks.
No. Oh, yeah. There was some great times during the holidays. We always have our family get together here at this house. And, of course, watching some football and holiday movies. We watched one of the holiday movies we watched actually was the Netflix sequel to The Christmas Prince. You may have heard of that, Jay. And Sarah Douglas is in that series. And so that was a lot of fun gathering around and watching Sarah on screen. You know, I was also revisiting the 4K release.
Yeah.
You know, we had that happen back in November. And I've had a great time making screenshots. You know, I love making screenshots, and I'm sure a lot of fans have seen them on the website and on social media. And what's really neat about these screenshots is that you can see so much more detail, like the newspaper print on various newspapers throughout the movie. So that's a lot of fun. I'll continue to do that. And I'm really getting revved up, Jay, for this new soundtrack that's coming out this year. You know, the new remastered Superman the Movie soundtrack that La La Land Records announced in December. So I know you're getting pumped for that.
I'm looking forward to it. And it's funny that you mentioned, you know, watching the 4K again, because there's a lot of different places to get it. And I probably spent money where I shouldn't have, but I certainly wanted to just kind of cross-reference all these versions. So I made sure to buy it on Amazon Prime, and I bought it on Vudu.
Right. The Vudu's got it. And it's not really obvious immediately that it's the new 4K, because they're not using the artwork from the box on Vudu.
Right.
So it's a little bit confusing. You know, Movies Anywhere has it, and I think it's on iTunes, but I don't think they're using any of the new artwork. So you may not think you've got it when you actually do. So, for instance, on Vudu, when you open up Superman, you need to make sure you see the 4K HDR symbols or letters on the screen, and that way you know you'll be watching it. Of course, if you don't have a 4K TV, it's going to default back to the standard Blu-ray resolution, 1080p.
Jim, I also wanted to mention that I have an on-demand version now through Xfinity of the Superman extended version, that three-hour version, which I really spend a lot of time with and really like the way it looks.
Yeah, you can get the extended cut, which we know Warner Archive released that. And that's also on Vudu. You know, that's around for streaming, too, if you don't own the disc. I recommend you pick the disc up because that's going to be the very best quality. Still looks good on streaming, but I prefer the disc overall, the physical media. That's a really fun edit. Sure, the theatrical is just a fantastic movie as far as pacing and editing and all of that, but the extended cut, it's near and dear to my heart because it just brings back great memories of being in college and seeing that, you know, in 1982.
I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that are coming up this year. And one of those things, and you mentioned it when you talked about Sarah Douglas, is announced over the holidays that Sarah Douglas and Jack O'Halloran will both be joining us at this year's Motor City Comic Con, the 30th edition Motor City Comic Con, May 17th through the 19th here in Metro Detroit. Jim is coming back in for this amazing Comic Con.
I can't wait, Jay.
And listen, Sarah, you mentioned that you were watching A Christmas Prince and the sequel. That is the reason why Sarah was not able to join us last year and wasn't able to make it out because the filming went long. But she said she'd come back to Detroit. Motor City Comic Con was nice enough to invite Jack back, who was with us last year. And you'll get to meet the two of them together this year.
Right, that's right. So if you happen to have your cosplay General Zod outfit, make sure you wear it, and then you can stand between them and take pictures, because we're going to have photo sessions set up, lots of opportunities to take pictures with them at their tables, of course. They're so great about meeting and greeting the fans and making it fun for them. And, of course, they've got endless numbers of stories, which I hope, Jay, will hear some news stories from them at the Q&A. But that's something to look forward to. Jack's always a lot of fun. And yeah, Sarah was in Romania last year during Motor City, and that's where she was filming Christmas Prince. So she is really revved up about coming this year. And speaking of that, Jay, you've got a special event that's going to take place the night before Motor City begins, don't you?
That's right. And you know, the one great thing about having a platform, or in my case in Detroit, two of them, where I get to do television and radio every day, is I'm able to do and help charities as often as possible. And Sarah was nice enough to reach out and say that she often looks at Instagram and sees some of these charitable things that I do here in Detroit that I love, from the cereal drive to Jay's Juniors. And she said, is there anything she could do if she came in early? And I said, yeah, you're coming in basically the month before our cereal drive, which we do with the Children's Hospital of Michigan. The nurses all get together, raise cereal. And it's a good event because kids that are on the school lunch program throughout the year during summer months don't get lunch. Some of them are at home. They'd have no breakfast. And this is a way to supply them with breakfast throughout the summer. And we've been doing it now for almost, this is our 10th year. But Sarah's going to come out and do this great event. It's called An Evening with Actress Sarah Douglas. It is Thursday, May 16th, the night before, as Jim mentioned, Comic-Con begins in Detroit at Petrozello's. And the easiest way that I would tell you to look for it is either go to capedwonder.com or simply go to Google and type in An Evening with Sarah Douglas. I just did it. It pops right up. Tickets are $100 a person, but you're going to get a fantastic meal. If you're coming in from Ohio or Illinois or wherever you might be coming in from, come in a day early. You're going to get an unbelievable sit-down dinner. There's going to be great Q&A with Sarah. You'll get a photo with her, and we'll have some more surprises. And as always, Jim will be right there at my side to go through not only her Superman career, but all the great things that she's done in her acting career.
I've heard her talk about some of her great memories of working at Pinewood in the early days. In Space 1999, her role in the Conan sequel with Grace Jones, who continues to be a great friend of hers all these years later. So that's going to be really fun. How many people, Jay, do you think we're going to be able to hold during this evening?
Well, we want this to be special for fans and for them to really have access to her and for this to be an intimate night. So we're only going to have about 10 tables, 120 people. Just a very intimate event, and it's $100 a ticket, but you're helping kids in the summer in Metro Detroit eat every day, and it is well worth it for this event.
And the tickets are on the website called Eventbrite.
Right.
And there's also a link on the Caped Wonder Superman podcast Facebook page, so you can check that page out while you're there. Check out some of the new images we posted, and definitely try to come to this event. I know Sarah will really be happy to see you there. And if you've met her before, this is going to be a much more intimate venue for you to be able to be one-on-one with her. So this is just great, Jay. I can't wait.
All right. We're excited. Well, we've got some housekeeping out of the way, and now we get to what we love to do best.
The Caped Wonder Superman Podcast presents Jim Bauer's Kryptonian Memory Bank.
Yeah, there is nothing quite like the memory bank of Jim Bowers, who, every time I come at him with anything about this film, Jim always has an answer. And when we talk about it being January 2019, where were we filming Superman the movie back in 1978, just less than a year before the movie opened this month?
Well, January was a very exciting month for the production. As a lot of fans know, the official wrap party had already taken place the previous year, where most of the principal actors were finished filming and had gone on to other productions. So they weren't around anymore for Superman. However, Christopher Reeve and Margot Kidder were still hard at work at filming so much. And of course, the special effects guys and behind the scenes guys who were still trying to invent all these different effects were still going at it. And this month was no exception. Some of the things that were really exciting in January of 1978 was, for instance, the first teaser trailer. Do you remember that, Jay?
Yes.
The first teaser trailer came out. Now, I know you were too young to see it in the theater. I do remember it very, very clearly. And, of course, you can see it on the various DVDs and Blu-rays out there that has some music to it that we've actually never been able to discover the source of. And so that's one of the great Superman movie mysteries we are still investigating. So R. Greenberg Associates was the company that created those streaking letters that we know so well, and they won a Clio Award later in 1978 for that trailer. So here we are, imagine 40 years ago, you're in the theater and this trailer comes up with nothing but these fantastic streaks going through the clouds. Oh, I think I hear something.
There it is.
Something in the background.
There it is, yeah. And Jim, and you mentioned it, but that is the question that so many people, I just talked to my friend Brian in California last week about this, and I said, you know, I got a guy that'll know the answer, and sure enough, and you mentioned it's just one of those things. Where is this music from? What is it from?
Well, I've talked to a number of people that are in the business, if you will, film editors, music people, and they don't know where it came from. We're going to find the answer eventually, and I look forward to that day.
So that teaser trailer is running on the big screen in theaters. What's being filmed?
Explosions for the escape of the Phantom Zone criminals or villains for Superman 2. And they were also working on the Golden Gate Bridge sequence. Now, we remember that really well when the school bus is rescued by Superman. That was actually a combination of miniature work by Derek Meddings and full-scale work. So imagine this, Jay. You got the 007 soundstage, which is one of the biggest sound stages in the world. And as we know, the Fortress of Solitude exterior scenes, or the Arctic scenes, were filmed in there. That's sitting on the Pinewood lot. So imagine you're outside that building in the parking lot and you look to your right. There's a portion of the Golden Gate Bridge with Christopher Reeve on wires with the school bus. Can you imagine seeing that when you walk by? Wouldn't that have been amazing to see?
That would be the best day of work ever.
Oh, man. And then the far shots where you see him ascending up to the bus, that's actually a miniature with a miniature Superman and a miniature bus. And it's just Stuart Baird did such a great job cutting the movie. You can't tell. But they were working on that. And one of the big things they were working on, very important things they were working on in January of 78 was the love element of the film. And we know how important it was for Donner and Chris and Margot to get the interview right on Lois Lane's terrace of her apartment. As we know, Superman flies in and she interviews him, and then they go off into the air, soaring around Metropolis. And in around the end of January 24th, 25th on, they filmed the scene where Superman and Lois take off from the terrace. And apparently that was one of the most challenging takeoffs of the whole production.
Clark said that you're just a figment of somebody's imagination. Like Peter Pan.
Lark, who's that, your boyfriend?
Clark? Oh, Clark. No, he's nothing. He's just a...
Peter Pan, huh?
Uh-huh.
Peter Pan flew with children, Lois. In a fairy tale.
Giving us that indication that this is no fairy tale.
No fairy tale. And all of that was written by creative consultant Tom Mankiewicz. But it's funny that he talks about Peter Pan in that scene, because we know many years later that Steven Spielberg directed the film Hook.
Yeah.
And Christopher Reeve's best friend, Robin Williams, ends up playing Peter Pan. Isn't that something?
And we should mention that they also filmed the goodbye to Lois scene after the villains are defeated in Superman 2.
And actually, the scenes on the terrace were filmed over at least three different time periods: October 77, November 77, and then around January, towards the end of January 1978. They reworked that scene where he's interviewing with Lois. Changed the tone of it a little bit. And that was at the urging, I know, of Christopher Reeve, who wanted the audience to really see how much Superman really likes Lois. So you can tell they put a lot of effort into that. And if you watch the scene carefully, watch those scenes, you can tell that they were shot over a number of days or number of time periods, because you can see how Christopher Reeve's hair changes, costume changes. And so continuity was so important, particularly for a scene like that.
Imagine the job of a continuity director with a film that took that long to put together.
Elaine Shrelik, I hope I have the pronunciation of her name right. She was the continuity supervisor, and you can see her in a lot of photographs on CapedWonder.com, the behind-the-scenes pictures with her gigantic notebook she always had open, always keeping a watchful eye on everything. And I've talked to Elaine the old-fashioned way, via snail mail with letters over the years, and she's a delightful lady who's told me some great stories, but that's for another time. Just wait till you hear some of the stories she shared with me. But that was a really important scene, and one of my favorites. I think the interview is among the best parts of certainly Superman the movie and the entire series.
We started the podcast off today with our tease, which was a famous scene where Pinewood becomes Brooklyn. Let me play a bit of that.
Come on, Frisky, come down. Come on down, you dumb cat. Come on. Frisky, you dumb cat, will you come down from there? Come on, Frisky, come on, come down.
Fine, I'll get him.
So there you go. Frisky the cat caught up in a tree, and what good luck to have, the Man of Steel right above.
Oh, yeah. In fact, you're not going to believe this, guys. But just as you were playing that, Jay, my cat Chubbs, who's a black cat, just decided to sit down next to me. So he's looking at me right now. But he's a great kitty. And what's funny about Chubbs is he always loves to sit in Christopher Reeve's director's chair that I've got in my office. I don't know why he chooses that chair, but he won't sit in any other chair upstairs in our house. So Frisky the cat, that's a really interesting part of the production. When you see Superman fly towards the tree in while he's out doing his various rescues the first night he's revealed to the world in Metropolis, you're actually seeing Christopher Reeve on wires flying in an area of New York called Brooklyn Heights. Mm-hmm. And that was in July of 1977. It was so hot that summer. And what you're actually seeing him do is fly towards a stuffed cat in a tree in Brooklyn Heights. And by the way, this road, Remsen Street, is where they filmed it in Brooklyn Heights. Is just a little ways down the road from where Christopher Reeve shot all of those.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun: Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Those promotional photos where you see him standing next to the water with the fantastic New York City skyline in the background.
Let me ask you this. How did we get from Brooklyn to Pinewood with this very same scene?
They filmed Superman approaching the tree, and they were going to film the whole scene with the little girl all in New York during the last couple of days of filming in July 77 before they needed to leave New York City to go up to Canada to film the Smallville stuff. Well, luck would have it, it started raining. And I've actually got photographs of Chris on location in Brooklyn Heights sitting under an umbrella with a different little girl who was, you know, supposed to be playing the girl with the cat. And she's actually a brunette, and she's dressed almost exactly the same way as the girl we end up seeing in the movie. So wow. They got rained out, basically. They had to leave. And so they were going to have to figure out how to finish the scene. And they ended up doing that in Pinewood in January of 78. So you've got months apart where you see him approach the tree in Brooklyn, and when he grabs the cat and lands and hands it to the little girl, now we're in England in the middle of winter, and what you're seeing are Pinewood Studios administrative offices doubling for a street in Metropolis, complete with American cars and American license plates. So if you watch that scene carefully, you'll actually see the little girl's breath and Superman's breath when they talk, and that's because they were both freezing filming the scene. So you go from the heat of New York City to the freezing cold of England at Pinewood. And it's too bad the little girl that I have pictures of who filmed in New York, she never got to be in the movie. So as Noel Neal says, that's showbiz. Mm. And so the little girl we see was Jane Totman, and she had done a lot of television children's shows and commercials in England. And she's around. Apparently someone's found her in England, and so maybe we'll be able to talk and meet with her down the road.
You mentioned Noel Neal, and of course, this month, back in 1978, Lois Lane met Lois Lane.
That's right, and that's one of the things that happened during the filming of the Lois Lane Superman interview on Lois Lane's apartment terrace, is Noel, as we know, she made a cameo in the train scene where Clark Kent outruns the train, and little Lois Lane sees him and tells her mom that there's a boy outside who ran faster than the train. And the lady that we see sitting next to her plays her mom, and that's Noel. And Noel decided to pay Christopher Reeve and Margot Kidder a visit during the filming of the interview. And so there are pictures on katewonder.com of her taking photos with them, which are just great. You can tell they were having a great time chatting and meeting.
You know, she was Lois Lane in the Superman serials in 1948. Of course, she worked with Kirk Gallen, who was the first live-action Superman, who is also sitting right across from her in that train in Superman the movie. Started on The Adventures of Superman for season 2 in 1952. Am I right with that? And it was Phyllis Coates before Noel.
Right. It was Phyllis Coates for season 1. And then Noel came back because Phyllis felt that she wanted to move on and do other projects.
And then she, of course, when she met Margot Kidder, was 57 years old. Margot Kidder was 29.
That's right. That's the first time they ever met. And she, of course, met Chris Reeve for the first time. It was obvious that they really liked each other. And she always called Chris a gentleman, much like she always called George Reeves a gentleman. So she felt they had a lot of similar attributes.
Another rare David Michael Petru interview. This, of course, for the making of Superman the movie, that great book. And here is Noel Neal talking about George Reeves.
Are there any particular incidents or anecdotes or something that sticks out that you possibly could share with us?
Well, probably one that I always share with the college students, because they ask if there are any mishaps and whatever as far as George's work, of course, as Superman. But probably the one that was, there were two of them. One, George, we were in a very large involved scene, the walls and whatever, which were, of course, built every night. Mm-hmm. And the walls would have to be solid enough mm-hmm. to stand and easy enough that George could crash through them. So this one particular morning, there was a little more money involved than they liked to spend. They had two cameras, which totally blew the budget for the week. And they said, okay, this is a one-shot thing. When George goes through that, you know, that's it. Fine. Rehearsed, which we seldom did. And camera action, George crashed through the wall. Well, he got stuck in it. And visually, of course, I do this visually on stage, and we stuck one arm, one leg. And it was a funny thing. We all just stood around and kind of, you know, mouths hanging open. And we, you know, waiting for somebody to talk. Nothing was said, and all you could hear was a camera. Still going, and there's George, you know, just hanging there. And all of a sudden, Tommy, our little director, said, "Oh, I'm sorry, cut, George. Are you all right? You know, and he ran over, and, you know, they kind of pulled him back out of the wall. And George was so funny, he didn't say a word. He kind of dusted himself off, you know, and shook his leg like a little dog, and made a couple of nice little courtly bows to everybody and said, "I'll see you tomorrow."
Boy, what a great storyteller.
I love that. She was a great storyteller. She was working the college circuit in the 70s, entertaining college students. She would bring scripts from the television show, and they would reenact them on stage. In fact, she did that at Dixie Track before Chris Reeve came up and spoke for 90 minutes. But she was so great with the fans. As you may know, she had a couple of books released, and she used to come to Metropolis, Illinois to the Superman celebration every summer starting around 97, and she lived to be 95. And what a great friend she was. Always had great stories, and I just really loved her. She was one of my favorite people, but I loved how much she looked forward to connecting with fans and traveled so much. So we miss her a lot. And she was talking about the director Tommy Carr in that audio. And Tommy directed some of the best episodes of The Adventures of Superman. If you've never seen that television series, I encourage you to download it. It is everywhere. It's on the DC Universe app, I believe, now that you can stream. It's on Vudu. So obviously, the DVD box sets are out there, and they're a lot of fun.
Well, Jim, we wanted to have a portion of the podcast where we could answer some questions from the Caped Wonder Superman podcast Facebook page. And there's a couple other different pages as well where we post, and we get some great questions and some great emails. So I thought we could do some rapid fire with you and get some insight.
Yeah, sounds great.
Here we go. This one says, "I'd love to hear from Sarah Douglas and Jack O'Halloran as to whether they recall having to reshoot their scenes from Superman 2. Did Richard Lester reshoot footage Richard Donner had in the can? And was there a valid reason why he did?"
Well, the answer is yes. Richard Lester did refilm a number of scenes and reworked some of the script. He had to have a certain percentage filmed in order to get director's credit. And, you know, that's going to be a great topic of discussion in future podcasts. But, yeah, that's a really interesting story. The whole story of Richard Donner and Richard Lester, both filming scenes for what we saw in the theater in June of 81 in the United States. So Lester came on and started filming and refilming scenes actually 40 years ago later this year. So that's going to be a great topic for us to talk about. And obviously, Sarah and Jack, I know, have a lot of memories about that.
There's a question on Facebook asking if we could do a podcast about Superman 3 and Superman 4. And we know there's plenty of criticism with those films, but if you're like us and you're a fan of Christopher Reeve wearing the Superman costume, then you love these films as well.
Absolutely. In fact, many fans talk about how great Chris looked in Superman 3. He was really pumped up. His physique is probably the best of all four movies. That's the opinion of a lot of fans. And the flying sequences in Superman 3 are just amazing, because they had perfected a lot of the wire flying techniques. And I know Christopher Reeve was very much involved in making that happen. He wanted to have touchdowns where he could have just one foot touch the ground first. And so there's a lot of great stuff technically in that movie. And I love the chemistry between Annette O'Toole's Lana Lang character and Christopher Reeve's Clark Kent and Superman. Those scenes are all just great, and I wish they had had even more of those. Superman 4, that's a topic that comes up all the time, as you know, Jay, reading the various different groups and pages on Facebook, endless conversation about that. And so I look forward to talking about both of those movies, because as more time's gone by, I've grown to appreciate them even more. I mean, anything with Christopher Reeve, right?
Listen, I talk about how Superman the movie is my earliest childhood memory, and that's why I'm so attached to it. But I love Superman 2, obviously, because that's right in the middle of my childhood. And the same goes for friends that love Superman 3 and Superman 4, because it's the first superhero movie they saw as a child.
You know, I saw a guy in a cosplay costume a couple years ago. He was right behind me when I was walking around, and I turned around, and he startled me, and he was dressed as Nuclear Man. And I said, man, that is just an amazing costume. What an original idea. And he looked great. He had the blonde hair, the whole bit. Superman 4 was really like a live-action comic book. I mean, sure. Both 3 and 4 were. And I've heard from so many people that their first memory of Superman 3 was actually watching it repeatedly on HBO. I don't know how many months it played, but it's just, God, I saw it a number of times, at least in part.
Mm-hmm.
And then 4, you know, one of the biggest fans we know, Jay, is Martin Lakin from the UK. And he is probably the biggest Superman 4 fan ever. And in fact, he played Superman in some of the a couple of years ago where they went back to the same filming locations. And Superman 4 was his greatest childhood memory. Like you talk about Superman, the movie being yours.
Yeah.
He can tell you everything about that movie. I think he was 13 when it came out. So I love that stuff. I mean, and he digs deep into that film and knows so much. So we probably got to have him on as the podcast eventually. That would be great.
You know, whenever I feel like maybe I've taken the love of this film too far, I just think of Martin and I go, I'm okay. I'm doing all right.
I mean, well, you know,
here's a guy that has recreated some of the most famous scenes from Superman 4 and played Clark Kent and Superman and killed it. Did such a great job.
Oh yeah. All you got to do is get on Facebook and probably type in Martin Lake and Superman 4 and you'll find it. And he's got a great blog too. Supermania
yes.
is the name of it, man. There's a lot of that stuff I don't even have. And so it's a great, website to enjoy along with Caped Wonder. There's many of them, but his is one of my favorite by far. He wants to be a guest really badly.
Well, we'll do a whole podcast about Superman 4. I'd love to. I mean, the pod sits in my house, so I mean, the Smallville scenes are some of my favorite in that movie.
That's right. In fact, you had the pod at last year's Motor City Comic Con, didn't you?
I sure did. And you never know, it could make a return again this year. A couple more questions here before we run out of time. How about this one? I'd love to hear fan stories and their personal encounters with Christopher Reeve. Absolutely. And we know a couple of Cape Wanderers that that have had those interactions.
That's right. Noldy Rodriguez, who was in the Navy, good friend of mine. We've talked a lot over the years, and he has just an amazing story about when he was in New York City during the Christmas tree lighting. And Chris Reeve was a master of ceremonies for that. And they got to meet backstage, and he was just blown away how much Chris appreciated him serving his country. Another person that we all know very well, who's been with us at WonderCon, she's been with us at Motor City Comic Con, and that's Lynn Anderson. Probably the biggest Somewhere in Time fan that I know. And I actually met her at Christopher Reeve's star ceremony back in 97. And she's got a lot of personal memories of knowing Chris for many years. So I'd love to have her on as well.
Last question here. And that is, I think Brad Day would be a great guest on an episode about the Superman, the movie autographs. You know, Brad did a great job in Metropolis with us, kind of teaching people how to find authentic autographs and how to spot a fake and just what to look for and where to get them. And yeah, there's a lot of great knowledge that he has about autographs.
Yeah, I love Brad. Brad's from Mississippi, and he came to Metropolis for the first time last time. And I met him there finally, and he's really got an amazing resource on Facebook called the Superman the Movie Autograph Collectors Group. And if you're into autographs and you want to make sure that you're getting the real deal, I recommend you get on there. And a lot of fans on there have collected autographs for many years. So that's definitely at least one podcast with him, maybe more, because this is such an important topic as part of collecting the Superman movie memorabilia.
Well, I tell you what, unless you're somebody that knows nothing about autographs and you found something in your basement and you're trying to get rid of it cheap for $30, if you see a Christopher Reeve autograph for $30 on eBay, chances are it is not real.
That's right. That's right. If it seems too good to be true, it likely is. So you've really got to do your homework. And that applies to props from the movie as well. Costumes and crystals and whatever else might pop up that we've been seeing off and on over the past 20 something years. But yeah, you got to be really careful and trust your intuition and just ask a lot of questions and do your own comparison, do your own homework, and eventually the truth comes out. But we'll talk more about that. That's a lot of fun discovering new autographs. As we know, Christopher Reeve did not sign any autographs after 1995, so they're quite desirable in the collector's market.
Well, Jim, that wraps up our podcast for today. It's been a great conversation. We got some great insight from you, as always. And we know that we're working on some really special guests coming up this year. It's not so much can we get them. We know we can because they've become great friends. It's just getting everybody in the right place at the right time so we can really have a great podcast and really go in depth with some of our friends.
Absolutely. And I'm very excited about one of our future guests who's agreed to come on with us, and that is a gentleman by the name of Colin Chilvers. And that name may be familiar to many of you. He's one of the Academy Award winners for the special effects for Superman the movie. He won that Academy Award in April of 79. And he seems like a great guy. He's got a book coming out hopefully later this year that I helped him with. I contributed some photos. And I got an email from him recently. He's really excited about coming on. He was in charge of a lot of the physical and mechanical effects that we see in all three movies, the first three movies. So the helicopter scene, he played a big part in making so convincing. So I can't wait to talk to him. I've never talked to him before. Our good friend Julian Adderley from Toronto, who's a film editor, actually got to meet him and hold his Oscar. So wouldn't that be a dream come true to hold one of the visual effects Oscars, Jay?
How great would that be? Jim, thank you as always. Again, we want everybody to know that the Cape Thunder Superman podcast is heard on iHeartRadio, and we'd love to hear from you. You can jump on Facebook and simply look for Cape Thunder Superman podcast. And of course, Jim can always get back to you through his website, which I adore so much and is really the gold standard when it comes to being a fan of Superman and Christopher Reeve and the Superman films. And that, of course, is CapedWonder.com.
Well, I appreciate that, Jay. Caped Wonder is in its 17th year now, and I continue to dig and find more good stuff to post up there. So please keep sending us your ideas. Your input is always welcome. We want to make this as fun as and as informative as we can.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you, Jay. Have an excellent week.
You've been listening to the Caped Wonder Superman podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Jay Towers is a Detroit TV anchor and morning radio host on 100.3 WNIC Detroit. Follow Jay on Instagram and Twitter at Jay Towers. Jim Bowers is the founder and editor of CapedWonder.com, the home of Caped Wonder Superman imagery. Follow Jim on Instagram at Caped Wonder and on Twitter at Caped Wonder Jim.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.